Welcome. Come on, come all to the Mothers of Connection radio show. We are live here. I was just talking to Roscoe's replacement, Calvin. He just popped in for a second. Get us on our way. How's everybody doing this morning? Are we feeling good? I feel terrible. I think I had some uncooked sausage. But anyway, hey, what's a little uncooked sausage? I think it was so fresh, it tastes uncooked. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's the kind of morning I'm having. Perfect for a Frank Zappa hour. Although, when I think about it, we only play about 10 to 15 minutes of Zappa anyway. So anybody who's thinks that Frank Zappa is polarizing or, oh, it's crazy. I always hear like a Jewish grandma in my mind. It's crazy, the Frank Zappa with the circus music and the xylophones from hell. But it's really good music. It's on another level. And I play other music that's connected to it. And today we're going to hear some more mainstream names like the beautiful Tina Turner. I want to say what the theme is. I think we all need a little love in our lives, right? So Frank Zappa had his take on love was kind of weird, as you know, most things that he sang about, but they were also had a lot of commentary. He kind of made fun of love a lot and maybe didn't take it so seriously. His first song is called Wild Love off the Chic Your Booty album. And like I said, we're going to connect some other great musicians, a little more mainstream on this episode. But first, Wild Love.
Many well-dressed people in several locations are kissing quite a bit. Yeah. Later in the evening, leaves will fall, tears will flow, wind will blow, some rain, some snow.
Thank you. like I might surrender to some dragon on your own. Give me your dirty love, like a pink donation to the dragon on your own. I don't want your sweet devotion, I don't need your cheap promotion. Put me up for little dragon lotion for your dirty love. That dirty love, that dirty love, that dirty love. Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love, I don't believe you've never seen his book before. I don't want your reservation, I don't need your perspiration. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. That dirty love, that dirty love, that dirty love.
All right.
Love, April will do. Give me your dirty love, just like your mama make that nasty boo too. I like all your cheap aroma and your little old beef diploma. I just put you in a coma with some dirty love. That dirty love, that dirty love, that dirty love.
All right.
Simulated merriment live in London.
Poodle mice, poodle choosing.
Little paws sticking up. Little curly head. Little paws sticking up. And the little curly head. The little teeny weeny black poodle lips. Not a speck of cereal for my dog.
The poodle bites. The poodle choosing. The poodle bites. And the poodle chews it. The poodle bites. The poodle chews it. The poodle bites. Come on, friends.
All right. Poodle bites and the poodle chews it. No idea what that means, but it's a kick-ass song. Dirty Love. We are on the love episode. Everybody needs a little love in their life, right? Well, you don't really think of Frank Zappa when you think of love. I do. Wild Love, you heard off the Chic Your Booty album. Very funny title. And before that, you heard... or after that, you heard Dirty Love. Yeah. Feeling good. So, coming up, I wanted to connect some names you probably didn't know were connected to Frank Zappa. Tina Turner played backing vocals on the song you just heard. Not in that one particular, but on the one on the album Overnight Sensation. You can hear Tina going, Dirty Love. So, I wanted to play an incredible cover from Ike and Tina. And I won't even tell you what it is because you're going to recognize the first riff, but it's, unless you're a huge Ike and Tina fan, you probably don't know that they covered this song by Led Zeppelin. Here we go. Whole Lot of Love. On the Mothers of Connection, this is the love episode. So get groovy. Hug somebody. Look in the mirror and say, yes, I can. Only on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you. But all y'all should try it one time and maybe you'll see. Oh, I know it ain't easy and it won't happen overnight. But Lord, if you just touch one person, you're doing all right. Everyone who is and that is
life isn't what it seems. I'm forever drifting into dreams. Such a sad affair to always be drifting into air. But it's not what you say or you do. As love makes you feel 10 foot tall. Just a funny thing, I'm forever drifting into dreams. Just not the proper thing to always be drifting into dreams. But it's not what you say or do that makes me feel like I am falling. It's things that we've both been through that makes me feel like I am upside down. And it sounds like this.
Oh yeah, that's Lou Reed. Great Lou Reed. Connecting Lou Reed to Frank Zappa on the Mothers of Connection. How, you might ask? Lou Reed inducted Frank into the Hall of Fame. You can find that on the old YouTuber. That's right. Also, there's a musician that played with on the Berlin album. I think it's a... I've got to go back into my files, into my spreadsheet, to my data, my coordinates, and see what the connection is, because there's a musician. I will get back to you, folks. I will. I'm not going to withhold any info. Okay. Top of the hour there, we heard Wild Love, Dirty Love, two love songs by Frank. If you're getting into it, if you're just flipping it on and getting into drive time on the 405, the 11, the 110, the 5. But I played a killer cover called Whole Lot of Love. Everybody knows that classic rock anthem. But this was by Ike and Tina Turner. And then we heard George Duke, Frank's old companion. He loved Duke. Those guys had great banter together as a keyboardist. And he had an amazing solo career. He has a song called Love. And then we've got Love Makes You Feel About 10 Feet Tall, I believe is the... I want to get back to Roxy Music. Eddie Jobson, I know for sure, played with Roxy Music. And this is a song you may recognize called Love Is the Drug, only on Radio Free Brooklyn. Hope you're enjoying the tune so far. This is Brian Ferry with Roxy Music, starting up his car, going to get groceries. I'm out.
the drug and I need to score. Showing up, showing up, hit them run. Boy meets girl where the beat goes on. Stitched up tight, can't shake free. Love is the drug, got a hook on me.
Tell you it's all show.
Everybody loves you.
Incomparable John Lennon. You know him. You know his work. But why did I connect him to Frank Zappa? Yeah. Well, Frank and and Lennon played at the Fillmore in 69. That track is actually can be found. I know it's on Spotify. But those two, there's a whole article about their interaction, and Yoko was there. Frank got around. He knew a lot of famous dudes. Before that, we had Roxy Music, Love is the Drug. And I'm going to play an excellent jazz version of Love. A Love Supreme. You know it by The Train, Coltrane. But this is going to be by John McLaughlin and the amazing Carlos Santana. They did this together a while back. How am I connecting? Well, John McLaughlin played with Jean-Luc Ponty, who was the violinist. Can't not sound like a dork talking about these things. John McLaughlin played with Jean-Luc Ponty, who played, obviously, in Frank's bands. But Ponty went on to play in Mahavishnu Orchestra. And this particular track I'm about to play, Love Supreme, it's McLaughlin, but it sounds very Mahavishnu. Hope you're enjoying everything that love, that life and love is throwing at you. This is the Dr. Kent Show. Love. No, this is the Mothers of Connection. Sorry. Here we go with a little bit of John McLaughlin. That's Bernie Worrell. You know Bernie? Parliament Funkadelic, Talking Heads. That song is called Dirty. And the one before it was called Love. You put them together. You got Dirty Love, a Frank song. There's my connection for you. Following at home with your scorecards. Man, Bernie Worrell passed away a couple years ago. One of the greatest keyboards, clavinet guys. All things, anything with keys on it. He played it. He was funky. He was emotional. He was awesome. And I just want to pull up and see who was on that album. I know slide guitarist Warren Haynes, he hopped on. It was one of those albums where anybody can play. Everybody jumped on board. The album was called Improvisado. And on that one, you had definitely had Bernie. You had Warren Haynes. Let me just see who the personnel is here on my machine. Pulling it up. Yes, thank you. Thank you for waiting. F it. Anyway, as long as we have... Yeah, so Talking Heads got me thinking about Bernie Worrell, because he was a keyboardist on Stop Making Sense and a couple other albums. And Love. Let's talk about Love for a second. It's got its ups, and then you can break your heart. This next song is called... Broken Hearts Are For Assholes. I'm Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hey, you know what you are? You're an asshole. Asshole.
Some of you might not agree. She probably likes a lot of misery. Take a while and you'll see. Broken hearts are for assholes. Broken hearts are for assholes. Are you an asshole? Broken hearts are for assholes. Are you an asshole? What you gonna do? Cause you're an asshole.
No, 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 no. You are an asshole.
Maybe you think you're a lonely guy. Maybe you think you're too tough to cry. The grave just to give it a try. And Dagmar was his name. The whiskers sting up underneath of his pancake maker nearly drove you insane. And so you kissed the little sailor who had just blew in from Spain. You pull a chain of tests and permanently erect the nipples of Jimmy. In a bold salute to pain. You sniffed the reeking buns of Angel and acted like it was cocaine. You were dazzled by the exciting new costume of Coco in a way you can't explain. And so you worked the wall with Michael, which gave your back an awful strain. But you came back on Sunday for the gong show,
but you forgot what I was saying. You're an asshole, you're an asshole,
that's right.
You're an asshole, you're an asshole,
that's right.
You're an asshole, you're an asshole,
that's right.
You're an asshole, you're an asshole.
When you've been in the grave, you've been in the tent. Now I think you know what you are. You're an asshole. Asshole.
Say you can't live with what you've been through. Ladies, you can be an asshole too. You ain't got one on the bottom of you. But don't fool yourself, girl, it's wicked as you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's wicked as you. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's wicked as you. What I say? Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop chute. Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop chute. Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop chute. Ram it, ram it, ram it, ram it up your poop chute. Hey! Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop chute. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop chute. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop chute. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop chute. Don't fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop chute. Fool yourself, girl, it's going right up your poop.
Am I gonna go? He could go all the way. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout.
Well, folks, if you know me, you know I'm a Bills fan. The season's not tomorrow. Wanted to give a shout out to a fallen comrade, a Bills fan, super fan, Pancho Villa. You're with us, buddy. Your positivity and strength going to carry on forever, man. Look up Pancho Villa if you need to get lifted today. Check out one of his speeches. The guy pumped up the entire Bills team, and they went and destroyed the New York Jets. That's right, the local Jets. I got to meet Pancho a couple times on away games. There's really nobody like it when it comes to just having a good attitude. But he finally had to say goodbye yesterday, and we know this. The Bills made him want to shout. Thanks for listening to the Mothers of Connection.
Circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, guys, where else would you rather be?
Thanks for listening, guys. Coming up next is Vince with his arts and culture show. Something like that. As we wind down, that was Zappa. We ended with a little bit of Buffalo Bills for Pancho. Have a great Wednesday.